The next question is for each person, and I'm going to go this way now. Will Carpenter, there's Will and Grace from the show, and then, you know, two Willies. So, Will Carpenter, and then for everyone else, all of our candidates here have expressed that neighborhood improvement is a high priority issue to them. What would you push for City Council's primary focus area to be?
Within neighborhood improvement, is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. So, what makes Bethlehem so wonderful as a place to live is all our wonderful neighborhoods. And I'm a first-time campaigner, first-time politician, and going out there and knocking doors, I'm discovering neighborhoods that I've never seen before. I've driven past, and there's so much beauty and nice things out there. Neighbors taking care of each other in little parks, and it's wonderful to see and get that much deeper into my own hometown. Part of what we value in our town is the ability to walk between houses. We live downtown, so we can walk downtown. My daughters walk to Liberty High School. So I think fundamental and fairly simple is let's improve the walk and ride ability, bike ride ability within our town. Thanks.
Thank you. Grace, thank you.
I think there's a couple of things that are important. I think first and foremost, we talked again about drug addiction. I think we have to really look at attacking the opioid crisis and other addictions, because oftentimes drugs are equated with crime, and that's important to have safe neighborhoods. The other thing that I see even within my neighborhood is I think we need stronger enforcement laws for landlords, because I see a lot of the rental properties where the landlords are just absent landlords, and the properties are just in disarray, and there's some neighbors who are just very disruptive, and it just seems like, the cops keep getting called, and I know not only for myself, but I have other friends and other neighborhoods who deal with the same issue, and they're just constantly dealing with neighbors who are just being less than gracious.
Thank you.
I think we need to maintain the level of services and keep striving to provide quality services through all those departments that are the first line of contact with the public in City Hall, the police department, who aren't just responding to calls in the community, but are providing community policing in the neighborhoods, the codes enforcement, the health bureau, who does a lot of environmental health enforcement, so that they have the resources and tools to keep addressing the ordinances that are already on the books, that maybe at times they don't have the staff and the resources to do what they're already being asked to do. Thank you.
My idea behind Northside 2027 was building around our neighborhood elementary schools. I grew up on Linden Street, and I walked to Thomas Jefferson. Natalie and I live right around the corner from William Penn, and one day our children will go there. And what we need to do is we need to build initiatives that bring together our churches, our schools, our little leagues, our community, and build sustainable neighborhoods. That's how we do it. And we turn it over to the neighbors. Our planning process over in Northside 2027 hasn't been about what I think is a good idea. It's about what the people in the neighborhood think are a good idea. And then the challenge is, how do you build a neighborhood for someone that's a young family and also someone that's been there for 40, 50, 60 years? And we do it by listening. We go out into the neighborhoods, and we think long-term. What is it that people need in this neighborhood to be sustainable, to be healthy, and be connected to the people around them? We can't just attract people to stay in the city of Bethlehem, but we need to get them to want to stay here and want to be part of their community. That's what Northside 2027 is about, and the idea is once we get that up and running, that will provide a model for what we can do in other neighborhoods throughout the city. Thank you.
I believe that the neighborhoods, they're just the backbone of the city. I think neighborhoods are where the people gather. Many times, actually, we've gone out to campaign into groups that have gotten together to listen to what we have to say. I have been attending the neighborhood project that Willie created. I love it. I think we should continue it. And I think the most important thing is that we are not saying, here's what we want you to do. The leadership of this city right now is saying, what are your ideas and how can we help you implement them? So I'm 150% behind neighborhood projects. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Since I'm down there being blinded by the light, can you repeat the question? Because part of it cut out.
Absolutely. All of our candidates residents have expressed that neighborhood improvement is a high priority issue to them. What would push you for, what would you push for city council's primary focus area to be?
Yeah, that's what I thought. We missed the improvement part cut out down there. So going out into the community, same thing as Will said. You're meeting people and seeing the neighborhoods and getting involved in the neighborhood block watches, and we're losing some of our historic charm too. As you're walking around some of the city, you're seeing some of the history that we had is disappearing in some of the neighborhoods, and we're getting the upscale lofts and things that people can't really afford, and we're losing some of our historic charm. The neighborhoods, I think, you know, they got to stand together. The block watch meetings, come to city council meetings, and we can improve it, but we can improve our neighborhoods and still keep that city charm without losing that historic feel. And you know, the neighborhoods are great. The people are wonderful. The block watches, we've been campaigning together, a whole bunch of us going out, and get involved in the block watches and let us know what you need, and we can work together as a group to do the improvements that are needed in the area, or put in for sidewalk repairs or street repairs. You know, a lot of times you don't see stuff. We can't be in every part of the city at all. So, you know, you got to let us know, and we can help with the improvements.
Thank you. So I think in terms of what we need to do to focus on the health of our neighborhoods, one is zoning. I think our zoning hearing board needs to be more responsive to the needs of the citizens of Bethlehem and not the developers of Bethlehem. Number two, I think we need more code enforcement officers. There's not nearly enough. We need at least one more to help make sure that the people who are not following the laws are following the laws. Number three, you've heard how I feel about sidewalks. I think we need to focus on making sure that our sidewalks are walkable. And number four, I think we need to focus on affordable housing. We have an ordinance in our zoning code right now that incentivizes developers to build affordable housing. It's been used zero times since the code was enacted in 2012, which I think is reflective of the priorities of the administration. I think we also need to look at changing our zoning code in very focused, piloted areas where we can incentivize affordable housing developers to come in and build by decreasing setbacks, decreasing the amount of parking requirements, and allowing affordable housing to be built near transportation centers. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so now is another yes or no question. So I'm really hoping that this doesn't turn out like the last one, because that was bad. So,